Time now for tips for hardy gardeners. And on the phone with us this morning, it is our beloved master gardener, Tom Casper. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Are you ready to kick off another new year?
Yes.
Tips for hardy gardeners, 2019.
Yes.
What is your gardening resolution?
To garden more.
Okay.
To worry less.
Ooh, like it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. So you've got something extremely cheerful that you wanted to talk about first thing this morning. Tell us more. Tell us more.
Well, I'm sure as other gardeners have noticed here over the last, probably the last month or so, but certainly intensifying the last couple of weeks, we're starting to see more of those beloved seed catalogs showing up in the mail. From places like Young and Harris and Territorial and Johnny's and all the different places that entice us with beautiful color pictures in the dead of winter of the unmet potential of our gardens. So it's fun to look at the catalogs and daydream about new and interesting plants and flowers and vegetables and stuff to get for your garden. So now is really the time to be doing that and kind of be thinking about that plan for this year's garden and maybe a few of the things that you want to give a try that you haven't grown before. And
okay, so let me ask you this question because I'm curious about this. We heard a lot, of course, over the last month in particular about online shopping and how many people elected to shop online as opposed to going to brick-and-mortar stores. What I'm really curious about, because AMN90 had a story about Sears starting here in Minnesota, and the Sears catalog, when whatever his name was, invented the Sears catalog, it became kind of like the Amazon of its time because people didn't have to actually just buy what was available at the local store. They could order from the catalog. Do you think that young people browse plants online, or do they want the physical seed catalog in their hands? How many people click send me a catalog instead of just looking online, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I don't know how many young kids look at seed catalog or online for plants. But actually, that's not completely true. There is really a renaissance going on of younger Gen X folks and of course, Gen Ys wanting to garden and learning to garden because of the food aspect of it and producing or growing some of their own food really has been a great interest to them. Where they buy those seeds or they get those ideas is from what it looks like a multitude of places. Some of it online looking, and most of the seed catalog companies have online versions. They also have people love the catalogs because they have that tangible thing in their hand.
Well, you go to the coffee shop with a stack of seed catalogs and you order a little coffee and you sip and you look around and you like make lists and stuff.
Have you been stalking?
Shh. The police officer was just here. Stop it.
That's what I've been doing. Of course, the other place where they get their information is from the garden centers. And there's, I believe, really an interest in what the local folks like me or others or the greenhouse that I am involved with, where we're going out and finding some of those unique things that you can't find at the big box and that are, Armenian cucumbers or whatever it happens to be that are way more interesting than maybe what you get at the big box store.
Well, the daydream part, though, I think maybe it's just a generational thing, and maybe they're doing the same thing over their computer monitors. But it just seems to me that the daydreaming part, before you start getting down to brass tacks and actually asking somebody, can I grow this coffee plant here? The daydreaming part is really best done, in my opinion, with a seed catalog.
Yes, I agree.
You know, and you can see in it, and it's, you know, whatever it is, it's 14 feet tall, you know, and it's about 6 feet wide, and you realize you're going to get this little tiny bare root thing. It's about 2 inches tall, and it looks like a little twig, but you don't think about that in January. In January, you think about lush, you know, acres of flowers and vegetables bursting from the ground, and yeah.
Yeah, all the good stuff. So that is, and that is a bit of the dilemma with seed catalogs is we, and me included, we look and see all of these wonderful opportunities, you know, hundreds of varieties of cucumbers, thousands of varieties of tomatoes, and hundreds of varieties of peppers, and the super hottest one, the one that's on the million heat units and
oh,
so on, and
we
go a little crazy getting stuff, and then we get all these seeds, and then we're like, I don't think I have room for all of that. But so it is, that is one of the challenges, is trying to get just a couple or a few of a plant when you're ordering out of the seed catalogs. But it certainly is fun, and it's a great way to pass a winter day or a winter week. It's funny, as you mentioned, about sitting at the coffee shop, I've been doing that and looking at seed catalogs and putting together some ideas and orders. And I've had almost every time I'm there, folks stopping by to look at what I'm looking at and picking up a catalog and starting to daydream themselves about, you know, the plants or the flowers, or just getting to see something green this time of year. Even if it's a picture in a catalog.
I think it brings us back in our heads to our yards, you know, on a beautiful day, you know, maybe in June, where the sun is first out and the temperature's not too hot and we're just loving it. You know, we feel like little solar batteries. We're just soaking it all up.
Yeah.
So what if a greenhouse put together my eyes are bigger than my wallet package thing, whatever, where you'd get like a garden of like peppers, and there'd be like two peppers of the super hot and two peppers of the weird pink ones and two peppers of the, you know, fill in the blank. So that instead of, again, planting all of these things, or, you know, planting everything that you bought and then you don't have room for anything, you could plant just a little bit and experiment.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I know.
Somebody should do that.
Yeah. If somebody had a greenhouse, they could do that.
If somebody had a greenhouse, they should do that.
Exactly. If somebody was a radio announcer, they probably don't know anything about planting stuff.
I think, but that's a wonderful idea, and really providing people a recipe, whether it's for a flower garden, for bees or butterflies or birds, or a vegetable garden for beginners, and, you know, and having all these opportunities for folks to grab a recipe and go find those plants and say, I'm set. I'm going to plant my garden, and I know exactly where I'm going to put everything.
Exactly.
It's really a way to not only develop a gardener and encourage them to a better opportunity for success, but certainly a way to get them more in touch with the land and things like that.
Well, it could be like a scavenger hunt. You know, you come in, you get your recipe for the garden that you want, and then somebody clicks a timer. And if you can get all of your plants in, you know, under 5 minutes, you win your plants or something.
Okay, that might have to be sponsored by KMD.
Or if you just, like, if you do have just the recipe and then people wander around looking for the stuff in their recipe, they'd accidentally learn all kinds of stuff about other stuff.
Yeah.
While looking for the first stuff.
Yeah, there you go. I like all that.
It's all about the stuff.
It's all about stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's pretty cool, actually. I asked you earlier if we need to be panicking, getting hysterical about the fact that there's a lot of heavy snow on everything. I've never seen so many depressed-looking pine trees in my life. And then we've got this unusual meltiness. Do we need to be upset, hysterical, crying about this at all? We need to just chill out?
Yeah, it'll be fine. You know, they're, of course, very resilient and very pliable. If it got terribly cold, maybe. But right now, this is pretty mild and actually above average winter so far for temperatures. I don't think we're going to be a lot of damage so far to plant material. I mean, we still got several months left of this. But in just a couple of weeks, we actually bottom out as far as our coldest average temperature of the day and start warming up by about the third week of January. So we're really not that far away from our coldest.
Well, we've got wind chills in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow in the 20 below range. And then, of course, the temperature begins to kind of bounce back up the way it's been, sort of goofy. But February is notoriously really cold and miserable.
And we've got seed catalogs to keep us warm.
And when you're done with them at the end of the season, you can always make a nice little bonfire. I love it. All right, TK. Well, look, we'll talk again in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, I'll see you at the coffee shop, hey?
Sounds good. You have a good day.
You too. Tom Casper this morning is a master gardener and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday here on 103.3 KUMD.